What was that?
Let's find out.
Jump in the Mach 5 and let's go.
The Mach 5.
Hey, welcome back to another Get Geekish podcast. It's your hosts joining you today, Bino and
Derek.
You should probably know that by now.
Yeah,
you should. Follow us on the socials at Get Geekish. You can find us just about everywhere. Love to have you along for the ride.
Oh, yeah.
But thank you so much for joining us for another one of the podcasts. Today, we're talking fictional vehicles.
Oh, man, you ruined it. I was going to say, we're talking cars, and everybody's like, oh, man. We're like, ha-ha, but wait.
It's our version of Top Gear. Yeah.
Oh,
open up
awesome.
The hood and see take the round thingy and twist it a little bit, and then it goes faster.
I wish that these cars were real so we could do a fun thing like that.
You think Herbie let you under his hood, really?
No. I forgot about Herbie.
How could you forget about Herbie?
Well, when Lindsay Lohan did the movie, it kind of went.
We all forget about that Herbie. I'm talking about the real Herbie.
Herbie the Love Bug. That's a good fictional vehicle right there.
Yeah. So we'll start with Herbie. We're going to talk about spaceships and sci-fi ships a little bit later in the episode. We're going to start off talking about the fictional cars and driving vehicles, I guess, because some of them are a little loose on the term car.
Like Pee Wee Herman's bicycle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ground vehicles.
There you go.
So I would say Herbie's definitely one of my all-time favorites. I loved Herbie as a kid. Herbie Goes Bananas, fantastic movie.
I used to watch Herbie all the time. I kind of forgot about him. And you see Volkswagens now, and it's not the same.
Yeah.
But,
nothing will beat old number 53.
Nah, little Herbie. The Love Bug.
Except for Bumblebee, I liked a little bit better, but for, you know, a car that doesn't turn into an actual robot, Herbie was pretty rad.
See, and there you go. I was going to see how long we could make it through a fictional vehicle podcast without mentioning a Transformer, and right away, we're not even 5 minutes into it.
Oh, see, I figured we're going to go in the way of we could just start naming Transformers, but that's not what this podcast is about. So, yeah, best ground vehicle, Optimus Prime, hands down, the end. Okay, but
somebody's a little biased.
How about some of the old school time? The Flintmobile.
Would not want it.
Why not? Can you imagine the kind of calves you'd have driving to work on
that
thing?
Can you imagine the kind of calluses you would have? Of course, you'd never have to wear shoes. Your feet would be tough as rocks. But,
exactly.
It always tipped over when they got food brought to them.
Well, if you got a Brontosaurus rack of ribs, it would, you don't have to worry about that.
If you're wondering why we're talking about this, what kind of sparked this was a commercial recently done by Walmart.
Yes, that is correct. We shared it on the Facebook page, and their new marketing for their pickup location, their click list type thing, had all kinds of sci-fi cars driving through to pick up stuff.
It was awesome.
If you haven't watched it, go to the Facebook page. You can watch it. It's definitely marketing at its finest. A lot of people were giving it crap because it's a Walmart commercial, but as a commercial, it's gold.
It's very entertaining. It is very entertaining. But yeah, that kind of started this. So the Flintstones car,
yeah, it's not the greatest one.
No.
How about Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Chitty Bang Bang, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. I love you, you. Okay.
So yeah. I feel like I love the old school roadster look of it, but it just looks like it's one like slight pothole away from being in pieces.
How long? It's been 20 years since I've seen that. Maybe
at least, yeah.
So I remember it was a quirky vehicle, but
mm-hmm.
I'm also traumatized by the child catcher part of that film. But
there's the mystery machine, one of the local favorites.
Yeah,
it has no special powers, but it's just like a 70s dream of a vehicle.
Well, I mean, that's just like the Ghostbusters vehicle,
Ecto-1.
Yeah, the Jurassic Park Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
They're fun, but there's nothing other than a paint job and some couple bells and whistles. There's nothing really to them.
Yeah.
What about now? Does this count? This counts as a vehicle. The flying car from Harry Potter.
Well, it counts as a vehicle, but it's another one that it just had a spell cast on it. So the vehicle itself.
Yeah, but it was kind of like a Herbie because it was kicked people out too and everything like that.
It also got destroyed by the Whomping Willow.
It still drove. Ron was in trouble, but yes. Okay, what about this? This is something that I would absolutely love, but I have a feeling I would cause myself to have an accident on the light cycle from Tron.
Oh, yeah. We would be dead if we rode those, but I would ride them nonstop.
Play a game of Snake with yourself and hit your own tail.
I'm in the... Oh, no! Oh, no!
Stop it! Rezzed.
Kit from Knight Rider?
Yeah.
I feel like kids today are missing out on Knight Rider. I have a feeling that they're going to get a Knight Rider reboot soon, and it's going to be awful.
They already had one.
Really?
Yeah, the Knight Rider reboot was like...
Where was I?
5 years ago, something like
it
that.
It must have been bad.
I don't think it would last long. So we're looking at a list, too. James Bond, Aston Martin on here. Aston Martin's a real vehicle, but it's got those bells and whistles on it.
Yeah, it depends what we're doing, though, because if it's going for a joyride, most of Bond's stuff was for, like, killing people or stopping car chases, which, let's be honest.
You've been driving on I-25, somebody cuts you off, you want to hit them with a little bit of a smoke screen or something.
Well, yeah, that'd be fun, but...
Not for other people.
I'd like to take these fictional cars on something other than crappy traffic on I-25. Head up for the wide open roads of Montana or something.
Something. The Warthog from Halo. That would be fun.
I feel like that's like a four-wheeler's dream car.
Oh, man, I would love it. Except if it controlled how it did in the game, it'd be a little wonky, but...
Well, as long as you have somebody as strong as Master Chief away, so you can just flip it back over when it rolls.
Right? That's what I love about it. It's like almost indestructible. You roll it over, you can shoot it, and you're like, eh, it's fine.
How tough is it? It takes 3 rocket launchers to destroy it. How many vehicles can say that? Really, really. There's tanks that take less than that.
What about Lightning McQueen? That would be...
It'd be really tough to get inside of him. It just feel weird, you know?
I don't...
Like, where are we going today, Lightning? It feels so weird!
Because it's not like a Transformer where you get in and it's...
You climb in his ear hole. Like, it just not...
That's a whole nother discussion.
Okay, here's one that we could probably get on board with is the Magic School Bus.
Yes!
That can go anywhere, do anything.
But we'd have to have Miss Frizzle drive it because I don't know if we're authorized.
Hey, if in order to get the Magic School Bus, we have to have Miss Frizzle driving it, I am in for learning some stuff.
God, we would be so smart. We'd probably get into a lot of trouble, too.
Well, I guarantee it'd take less than a week before we got in some trouble. Hey, do you think you could go... No? Okay.
Hey,
no.
You know that movie, Inner Space? You guys did an episode about it when Ralphie got sick. Let's go.
The Batmobile?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'd take the Spider-Man vehicle over that.
The spider buggy?
Yeah.
Well, are you talking like the 60s Batmobile or like the Val Kilmer Batmobile?
I was gonna say, okay, if I was going to... Let's
compare the Batmobile.
Let's go down a Batman...
So we have the 60s Batmobile with the nuclear reactor power.
Yep.
And the flashing red light on top.
Yep.
Then you have the Michael Keaton Batmobile.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have the Val Kilmer Batmobile, which was pretty much the same thing, except for it had some extra neon lights on it, and it could make shields.
Yep.
Then we have the George Clooney Batmobile.
Which was even more gaudy than that one.
Had bigger fins.
Yep.
And then we have the Dark Knight Trilogy Batmobile.
But you're forgetting about the animated series Batman as well.
True. That was closer to the 60s one, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was more traditional. Yeah. Like, but honestly, if I was going to take one, I would hands down take the Val Kilmer one.
Yeah.
Hands down. Like,
I mean, he could shoot that crane out and climb up the side of a building? That's awesome.
And it has those cool neon lights that are so 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, and the Dark Knight one, it's... I don't like what they did with the Batmobile in the Dark Knight
trilogy.
The Tumbler. I did like the movies, but that just wasn't a Batmobile. That's a military test vehicle gone... awry.
It was cool that it could shoot out a little motorcycle thing. That was cool.
Yeah, but lots of Batmobiles did that. Remember the Bat Sub?
What about the Ben Affleck Batmobile?
Oh, forgot about that Batmobile.
It's easier to forget about that one.
He didn't do a whole lot of driving that thing, did he?
No, he didn't.
It loses. Okay, I'll take the DeLorean from Back to the Future.
Roads?
We don't need roads.
Where we're going, we don't need roads. Yeah.
Just don't get in an accident, though, because I hear they're not so good on the, you know,
We would get into trouble with that one, too, though.
Oh, time paradox, schmime paradox.
What about Speed Racer's car?
The Mach 5.
Yeah.
Again, this is where the stereotypical guy card comes out of going fast in circles has no appeal to me, so.
Oh! What are you talking about? We're going fast. We're going fast. Really, really, really fast.
We could get We could get a six-pack of PBR and some Western shirts and get an old Firebird, Smokey and the Bandit's car.
For a minute, I thought you were going to say Mater, but...
Or Mater, but there's even less of a car I want to climb inside. Mad Max's Interceptor. I feel like that's one that somebody has laying around in their garage that some southern dude has rebuilt Mad Max's car and has it ready to go.
I'm pretty sure, I mean, we've seen those vehicles around at demolition derbies, basically.
Mm-hmm.
What about the, like, if you want to go Mad Max, you saw the new one, right? Fury Road?
Yeah.
What about the one that had the guitar guy on it with all the amps and speakers?
That would be cool. I would want, we would find a way to be in some parades if we had that thing.
We're going to join every parade, and we're going to blow your eardrums out.
See how fast we can get kicked off. Oh, how about Christine? She'd be fun to drive.
Once. Jeez Louise, dude. You took a dark turn on that one.
Well, you know.
Let's talk demonic vehicles, shall we?
I know a lot of my female cohorts would be all about the Winchester's Impala.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, it's an Impala. It's not even like magical or anything, right? It's just a car.
Well, have you seen the trunk?
Whoa.
It's loaded with some goodies. And it has a, you know, little spell on it that... warding on it to keep demons from getting in it, so
that'd be handy.
Yeah.
I like that in a vehicle. Keeps the demons out.
Would you take Pee-wee Herman's bike?
Like, would I take it or would I ride it? Because I wouldn't want to steal it from the guy, but
would you ride it?
I would ride it, yeah.
Okay. What about this? Since this is
going a weird place, I bet.
Well, recently we had to...
Do I get to choose where I'm riding? Because there's certain theaters I don't want to go with that bike.
Yeah, you. No, we're off the Pee Wee Herman bike. We recently had to do some intros for some stuff, and you went down a road of laughing like Muttley from Wacky Racers. So What about a Wacky Racer mobile?
See,
there were some good ones.
They were okay, but that seemed like it was mostly... The same thing as mostly race cars, and then it was some of the ones we've already talked about.
Yeah.
Mystery Machine there, but like a car that can just go fast is like a big deal.
Yeah, but I mean, they had like some special things, like they could make a bridge and go over stuff, and
yeah.
I mean, that's like a cart from Mario Kart and has the powers to throw shells. Oh, that'd be so awesome and handy.
Throw shells.
Jeez Louise. But I feel like we're missing some big ones.
Oh, of course we're missing. We're never going to get through the list of all of them, but that's just some of the ones that come off the top of our heads. There's also the Munsters car. That would be a fun one to drive around.
For some reason, since you just brought up the Munsters, I thought of the Beverly Hillbillies vehicle with Graham up on top, the rocker.
Okay, so here's a wacky race I want to see.
Okay, let's see it.
The Munsters car versus the Beverly Hillbillies on their car.
Okay.
Versus Rob Zombie's Dracula.
I just saw that music video just popped in my head, too.
Would that not be the greatest Halloween race ever?
Yeah, that would.
I'd put my money on Mr. Zombie, but, you know.
Probably.
Man, we should figure out how to make that happen. Make some phone calls.
We need to find people with vehicles.
I forgot. They remade Magnum P.I., right?
Yeah, just
what does he drive now? Because his old one, he had that Ferrari. I mean, that show was all mustache and Ferrari. In my adolescent memory, that would seem like if they took him out of the Ferrari, it'd be ruined.
I don't know what they have. It's hard for me to watch the remake shows.
Yeah,
but
cartoon car that I would drive, the Homer.
Remember
when he got to redesign a car and ruined his brother's company?
I would drive Mr. Plow.
I bet you would. But the Homer, it had that soundproof bubble for the kids in the back. It played the cucaracha. It had the tail fins, the white wall tires.
What about the Muttmobile from Dumb and Dumber?
I feel like we should drive that around.
That would be fun. Except it would get so dirty so fast.
Well, yeah.
Just carpet on the outside. It would smell. I have a feeling that vehicle smelled. It would have to.
If you think about these fictional vehicles, most of them would probably, the things that happen in all of them.
True.
They would smell. Okay, so I think we've kind of exhausted our list of drivable vehicles, but I'm sure we missed them. So if we missed any fictional vehicles that we really, really should think about driving.
That has tires.
Yeah, then leave it in the comments, because I'm sure as soon as this podcast is done, we go, oh, why didn't I think of that?
That's usually what happens.
Yeah.
So we're going to make the transition to space now?
Yes.
What about Silver Surfer surfboard?
I don't want to have to share that surfboard with a naked silver man, all right?
Well, no, he wouldn't be on it.
Well, then how? You can't fly it without the power cosmic.
Say you have the power
cosmic. It's not like you can just leave it at the bike rack and somebody else grabs it. Oh, I've got the power cosmic now.
I like how you're just like, excuse me, you can actually fly that?
Well, come on now.
All right, the TARDIS then.
The TARDIS would, I think, have to be number one. Like, but looks-wise, if you're going for cool spaceship, I like the police box looks for what it look for what it is. But if you're actually going to show up at a party, like, hey, check out my spaceship, be like, it's a box.
See, this is the part where I feel like I wish Ready Player One was real, when you got to choose your own vehicles.
Yes. That would be amazing.
What would you choose?
You know, just for nostalgia's sake, I would probably have to go with the Firefly.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew it.
I know it.
I knew it.
Just because there's so much emotion built up in there.
See, now, me, I would have to go a different route here, and I'm tied. I'm torn. So, one's a Star Wars vehicle, and everybody's be like, Millennium Falcon. No, not the Millennium Falcon. Give me Slave One, Boba Fett's ship,
mm-hmm.
or the Winnebago from Spaceballs.
Okay, yeah.
I just...
Those are both good.
The Winnebago from Spaceballs, you roll up in that. I mean, you got the comfort in there of your own home, plus you're flying through space.
That one probably smells bad, too.
Put a little bit of the liquid Schwartz in there, and you're off.
It's a little barfy. There's the Heart of Gold from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. If you wanted to win the race, that might be the best chance. You just flip on that, what do they call it? The drive?
Your brain just stopped.
Yeah, my brain just stopped. the drive that predict the probability drive. There we go. And maybe you win, or maybe you end up as a ball of yarn on some other planet.
What about the Enterprise? Since we talked Batmobiles, which Enterprise is the best? You've had so many of them.
Yeah. I always have a soft spot for the next generation. Picard's Enterprise is always my Enterprise. But I'm going to say, if we're going for space race type thing, the Chris Pine new movies Enterprise is
the one that
pretty
gets destroyed
BA.
In every movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they keep making it better.
Right.
But it's pretty BA.
I would have to say the original Kirk one for me. Just like, for the looks and the aesthetics.
Put a radar dish in the front of that thing. Yeah, that's space looking.
There's something classic about having that ship.
Now, well, if we stick to that, Star Wars vehicles, you already picked Slave One to be the one you choose out of there.
Yeah.
But you'd choose that over an X-Wing or a TIE Fighter or anything like that?
Yes. Because, I mean, it would be fun to have an X-Wing or a TIE Fighter. The only reason I would ever want a TIE Fighter is because they sound so cool when they fly.
I thought you were going to say, just because I want to fly through the Grand Canyon once and see if I can make the shot.
No, I would get an X-Wing for that. But the Slave One is just, I bet it has more features. Plus, you look at that ship and you're like, how does that fly?
Yeah, I remember as a kid, like, playing with it, and you're picking it up, you're like, I don't even know what direction this thing's supposed to go.
Well, it's supposed to go, like, the front bubble going out.
Yeah.
It definitely flies weird.
Okay, so who do you think would win if there was a three-way face-off in space? You got a Empire Destroyer from Star Wars. Mm-hmm. You have the UNSC Infinity from Halo.
Mm-hmm.
And Battlestar Galactica. All roll up face-to-face.
Probably Infinity.
I would
say.
That ship did have a lot of firepower. Didn't it have a giant cannon on it, too?
If I remember correctly. I don't know. It's been a long time since I played that. You know what I was just thinking of, too?
What's that?
If you had a Star Destroyer, can you imagine? You probably didn't... The guy in the front of the ship probably never even saw the people in the back of the ship. It'd probably take you days to walk that.
Yeah. I'm going to go check at the mess room. I'll see you in about 4 days.
Like, that's a huge ship.
Yeah. Because there's somebody that put together like the list of a lot of these famous space station ships,
mm-hmm.
of, you know, what their quote unquote actual size would be, and some of those things were bigger than Texas, right?
Way bigger. Like, you look at it, you're like, wait a minute.
Hey, what about Red Dwarf? That'd be fun to roll up in.
Would it?
Well, maybe.
Would it?
It would.
We got what else?
Get the Millennium, more Star Wars ships, of course. Other spaceships. I mean, there's every show has spaceships. I'm trying to think of ones that are more iconic.
The Orville?
The Orville. The Orville looks like it's doing pretty well so far.
Yeah. It has a lot of cool little features on it.
Very Star Trek ship, but with a little few...
fun quirks.
Yeah, bells and whistles.
Yeah.
More fictional spaceships. What else would... if you had to show up and could pick any out of your pocket?
Starscream. No, I'm just kidding.
We already crossed that road.
I like how we're looking around the nerdy office for inspiration.
I'm trying to think of... cartoon.
What about the X-Men jet?
Oh, yeah, they're Blackbird. See, that was a cool jet, but it was just an SR-71 Blackbird, but it did all these magical things like vertical takeoffs and, you know, light speed travel. You're like, you guys just stole a military jet. Granted, the Shi'ar technology makes sense for some of that, but...
what about the Avengers?
I just nerded up again, didn't I?
Yeah,
the Quinjets? Yeah, Quinjets, there we go, and the aircraft carriers.
Yeah.
The aircraft carriers seem like a bad idea.
The Quinjets, though.
The Quinjets.
That's not a spaceship. That's just an aircraft. But
Quinjets can go in space.
Space.
Well, at least in the comics. I don't know if the Marvel Universe ones can go there quite yet, but it's on the way.
What about the Batplane?
Isn't that the Batwing?
Yep. That's
that's an inside joke that none of you can know about because it's not safe for the airwaves.
Oh, man.
What about the ship, the real ships? NASA spaceships.
Oh, yeah.
After you see those, you're like, oh, all it does is just go into space. And
we forgot about the Planet Express.
Ah, yes, Planet Express. I don't know why. Futurama is still one of my favorite shows.
It is a very good show. Underrated. I mean... what? Have you found one?
No, I'm just laughing because we had this entire conversation, all the things we were talking about, and we got through about 20 of them, and now we're like, I forgot everything else we were going
to
talk
about.
Well,
the funny thing is this happens to us where we're sitting there talking about what to podcast, and we're going to start running down a little. We're like, oh, yeah, this, and this, and then we start recording, and we're like, oh, what did we say? What did we say?
My kingdom for a memory that lasted 20 minutes.
Let's see, spacecrafts.
There's all the video game spaceships, too.
That's what I was trying to think of. There's a whole... I do not want the USS Ishimura. Mm-mm.
What's the Ishimura?
It's from Dead Space, and there's a whole bunch of zombie aliens on it. I don't want it.
Yeah, zombie aliens are definitely,
apparently, the Death Star counts.
Well, technically, it did fly around.
Yeah, I mean, it was a space station, but, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It did move, so bring that on.
There's Moonraker.
Really?
It counts, kind of.
Yeah. Does it?
The Axiom from WALL-E with the crazy captain.
What? The Axiom has a lot of cool stuff, but I don't want to be fat floating around in a chair.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. Don't judge me.
Okay. Okay.
I think... one of the Cylon ships from Battlestar Galactica would be really cool to fly. Like, do it Starbucks style where you're actually flying it.
Yeah.
Because they did have the look of, like, I'm a Naboo cruiser, but I'm also going to tear you in half.
Like the Borg ships? That's just...
What is this cube thing? I don't understand it!
Oh, it's the USG Ishimura, so there we go.
Okay, yeah. That makes more sense.
Ah, aha. Uh-huh. I know which one I would want. If we're talking video games, I'd want the R-Wing. From Star Fox. Do a barrel roll.
But the one that looks like the original Super Nintendo one that's like six triangles, right?
I don't know. I don't want that one.
Why? That'd be awesome.
No, it wouldn't.
Sure would.
What about the, come on, dude, Galaga ship?
Yeah, I wouldn't fly around that thing. One hit and you're toast. One little asteroid, you're done.
But it maneuvers so flawlessly.
Left and right. Ford Mech? No. Hold on. We can't do that.
The Pelican from Halo. That would be fun. But basically, that's just a...
just a
military...
We have those now, right? Yeah. The helicopters?
Well, it's not a helicopter, but yeah.
Basically.
The Vic Viper from Gradius. I feel... we're missing something huge from our video game childhood. I know we are.
Well, I'm sure. Do you think we could even come up with a list of every video game that has spaceships in it?
No. I don't think we have it to time.
We could just go to Destiny, and there's a list of like 450 ships in there, right?
I would love a Destiny ship. Those are pretty cool. And the fact that they just you get respawned because you have a ghost with you, and yeah, that'd be fun. We'd get into trouble, but...
Well, any of these we'd get in trouble with. We know that. But yeah, I think those are some of my favorite ones. I mean, we hit on a lot of the big ones on there. And again, just like with the fictional vehicles, if there's some fictional spaceships out there that we missed that you're like, how could they not mention this one? It's the best spaceship ever.
What about Marvin the Martian's vehicle? That would have been fun.
I kind of forgot he even had one. He just always showed up places. Never really put, you're like, this guy's a Martian, and how'd he get here?
We also didn't talk about the USS Minnow or the Love Boat for fictional vehicles. If you want to talk ships.
Toot, toot. You talking ships, boy?
Oh, man.
But this is just kind of a fun little trip down some of the different vehicles around there. I do really want to put some more thought into who I would choose for a race if it was Ready Player One style race.
The A-Team van, that would be fun. I mean, the first opening part of Ready Player One, the movie, has how many fictional vehicles in it?
Yeah, 50 or something like that.
Yeah, that would be
all right there.
Yeah, see, what I would choose.
But a lot of those I wouldn't choose.
What I would choose would be the light cycle, and you just cut everybody off, and then.
I win.
Since we can't have any of these vehicles, I guess I'll just stick to the fact that I'll just put a Transformer sticker on my vehicle and wish.
Now tell me, you've never made the Transformer sound backing out of the garage?
Oh, I definitely have. Problem is I usually put a Decepticon sticker on my vehicle, so...
I can say that with no shame that almost every time it snows, I put on Star Wars music when I drive through the snow, because yep. It looks like you're going at light speed.
Yep, if you turn on the brights, it's all... See, that's why I wouldn't want the Millennium Falcon, though. It's too temperamental. Got to know where to hit it just to make it work.
Yeah, that one. That's like buying an old house. It's too much repair work.
Yep. Plus, you'd need Chewbacca. He would help you out.
That's why I feel like having the crews, because you notice the realistic side of a lot of the spaceships never land anywhere. There's a whole crew of people that are putting it back together. But all these rebel ones, all they do is work on their ships because it's always falling apart.
And they still won.
It's because they knew how it worked.
Right.
It's probably a lot of stormtroopers, their ships broke down. Like, I don't know, Fred and Tech does this normally. I don't have to turn it back on. I can't even shoot straight.
Yeah, my bow TIE fighter. You mean your TIE fighter? Oh, yeah, that one. It's broke.
It's making the sound like, ka-chook, ka-chook, when I'm turning. You think you can do anything about that?
Though I do have to say, we are getting closer to Kit, because our vehicles are kind of talking to us now.
Oh, yes. I have Android out on mine, and I love talking to it.
Yeah.
Especially in a female Australian accent.
It's crikey.
She doesn't say that.
Oh, bummer.
And she wouldn't say it like that either.
That'd be funny. She's all, crikey, you're going too fast.
Somebody did have, I did see on social media somewhere had a great idea. If you could load Gordon Ramsay's voice onto your Maps application.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Every time you miss a turn, you blatant idiot! You missed a turn 2 blocks ago!
That's nice from what he would say.
I know, but again, this we're a family show.
Yep. Family. So, yeah, what, I mean, their E.T. ship, we don't want that. It leaves you behind.
Bunch of bullies making fun of the kid that's not as good as the rest of them.
Right? Elliot. Anyway, what are some of your favorite fictional vehicles? What if you could park one in your garage right now, what would it be? Vehicle. If you could put a vehicle in your garage, what would it be?
Yeah.
Let us know.
Derek wants to know what you'd park in his garage. Here we go. At Kid Geekish.
Follow us on the Facebooks, the Instagrams, all that fun stuff.
And we'll talk to you next week.